You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you blame Facebook for getting fired after you take a bubble bath in an industrial sink in the Wendy's that you work at.
Oh, man.
That's all I need to know about you.
Good play.
Yeah, there's video out there. I'll put it up on our Facebook page. You can search Anna and Raven. And this guy just decided to be funny. And he's literally taking a massive bubble bath in the sink near the drive-thru.
Yep.
People are coming to get their food. And here's the best part. In a quote, the person who filmed it said, people have done it before, and the only reason why it's a problem now is because old people have access to Facebook. That's why you think that dude got fired?
Right. That's why you think it's a problem? That's confusing to me.
Wow.
Who wants to take a bubble bath in one of them industrial sinks anyways, man? I mean, those things are made out of poly. You ain't never getting everything out of there. It ain't never clean enough.
You know, when I first read about this, I was like, oh, my goodness. But then I saw the pictures. I'm like, oh, I can see. It's, I can understand. It's
right.
Pretty big.
If I'm pulling through.
Yeah.
But if I see that, I'm not ordering anything from that Wendy's ever again in my life.
I'm just driving away.
Right.
Oh, and the video is horrendous.
Where's that survey number?
She's like, wash your armpits. And he's like washing his armpits. I'm like, ew. I mean, is it going to stop me from eating a spicy chicken sandwich? No.
No, that's right.
But
if it's already in your hand and you've smelled it.
Right.
No, but next time you'll think twice before pulling up there. Right?
So,
if you think you're getting your Jack and Jill tickets from me before you pony up the cash, that's all I need to know about you. Man, I'm 43 years old. There is no way that I could perceive a year where three of my friends would be getting married at this age, at this point right now. I got a lot of Jack and Jill tickets to move here. It's a lot of responsibility, okay? So don't come to me talking about where's my tickets when you ain't got the paper. Bring your cheddar. All right? You want these tickets?
What?
Bring the cheddar.
What?
Christian, you owe me $30.
Oh. What grown-up?
Great.
But what grown-up does that? Like, asks you for a ticket without the money? Like, I'll get you later.
Steph did it yesterday.
Stephanie works here?
Yeah, she came in and she was like, what, you forgot my tickets again? Blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, where's my money? And she was like, oh, well, I'm going to have it tomorrow. I was like, well, get out of here.
But don't you people use Venmo like normal adults?
You know what? Again,
you guys are so old school. It's weird. Raven still uses a checkbook.
That's right.
It's so strange.
I balance
to me.
It.
It's true.
I see him over there, and he's balancing his checkbook.
Right.
I'm like, what are you doing?
The first time she saw it, she had to like look it up on Google. She didn't know what was happening.
I was like, what is he doing?
Do you still own a Rolodex too? Like in the same sort of vein?
No, I don't own a Rolodex, but I do have six of every of the same number in my phone for some reason. Right. Every time they transfer it, I don't know how that
happens. Really good.
Right. That's amazing.
If you're the 15 people that decided to ride bikes and ATVs down the center of town yesterday, that's all I need to know about you. What are you doing?
It's a mess, man.
Find a park. Find some trails.
We're here in Milford?
No, in West Haven.
In West Haven?
Right. It's been going on in New Haven and Hartford forever, man. It goes on in all the cities now. It's crazy.
I don't like it. It's not nice.
When you get pulled over, it's like it's a huge shock.
Well, it's a bad...
It's not good.
It's a bad look when a cop car rams an ATV.
Right.
So it's that's up for debate, personally, if you ask me.
You want to chime in too, call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Get ready to learn something.
Oh, that's so exciting, fun, and educational. I appreciate that.
Yep. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. There's been a rage lately with these natural deodorants, right?
Everyone
talks about the aluminum. The aluminum is no good. It can cause cancer. And even though there's not a ton of research out there saying whether or not that's true, everybody's jumping on The bandwagon.
Sounds right.
I feel like, right, you know, ingesting aluminum doesn't sound right to me. It doesn't sound natural. So I'll go with that part of the research right there. But, yeah, everybody's getting into it. Justin Bieber's coming out with one.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Justin Bieber's coming out with
smell
an
like
all-natural deodorant. So here's the first thing you're going to learn. Do you know there's a difference between antiperspirant and deodorant?
Well, I think I knew that, but explain to me the exact difference.
So
why?
Antiperspirant blocks sweat glands.
Okay.
Glands.
That doesn't seem natural.
Now, that is what typically has the aluminum in it.
See, I mean, we were meant to sweat. So stopping ourselves from sweating seems not right.
Well, I mean, if you
what if we had something that combined with sweat and smelled like magic?
Okay. Then there's deodorant. And what deodorant does is that masks the odor of when you sweat.
There we go. The magic.
And usually that doesn't contain aluminum.
Good.
So a couple weeks ago, I was in Nashville and two of my girlfriends on this all natural kick. And I got to be honest, I buy it for my daughter, too. But she's little, so she doesn't really smell all that bad.
She ain't stinky enough yet.
She ain't stinky. Nashville is hot. So I put it to the test.
And by put it to the test, you observed your friends who were wearing it.
And then I smelled their armpits repeatedly throughout the day.
Did you really?
Wow. Yeah. Of course I did. They stink. They smelled so bad. I go, Michelle.
Well,
I go,
after the first time you smell it, can't you stop? You can skip smelling it the rest of the time.
No. I want to make sure. I want to see if she gets more smelly. she did.
So you
she,
tell
she
your
kept
friend.
Stinking. Right. So I said, listen. She goes, well, I always carry the regular as a backup. I go, it doesn't make any sense.
Now you're carrying two sticks of deodorant in your purse on top of it.
Right.
So what we've done is we have purchased, producer Christian has gotten all-natural, what is that called? Native?
Native deodorant.
Okay, Christian, what I need you to do is to go, Raven does not have any deodorant or antiperspirant on.
I'm not wearing any.
So go smell him, Christian, and describe what his armpits smell like, please.
They're going to smell like Burt Reynolds.
All right.
They're going to smell like saddlewood leather. You know what they're going to smell like?
Bed sweat.
Indiana Jones satchel.
All right, let me smell his armpit, please.
Okay, get in there.
Oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
Hold on, I feel like I should take a picture of this for Instagram. Hold on 1 second.
I got to hold it here, really?
Yeah, here you go. Right. Get in there.
Yeah. Hold it good.
All right, good. What does it smell like?
It smells like how you think a man smells like.
Right. Okay. See that? Okay. I just smell great all the time.
Okay.
I don't even need it.
All right, hold on. Let me see. Hold on, I got to take a whiff. Hold
right?
You want to know?
This is what Chris Hemsworth smells like over here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you stink.
What?
Oh, you stink.
Come on. It's what a man smells like, he just said.
Gosh, yeah, maybe. Okay, so you smell. All right, so put on the natural deodorant.
Let me see it.
Here's what we're going to do. Every hour today, let me get back in my seat.
Native.
Every hour today, we're going to check in, and we're going to make Raven sweat a little bit. We have different things planned, and then we're going to smell his armpits and see if he stinks or not.
It doesn't even have a scent. It just says
it's
deodorant.
It's fake.
Eucalyptus and mint.
Is that what it is?
It's got tapioca starch in it. I don't know what it is.
What is that?
Well, I don't know what it is, but it's not aluminum.
What's tapioca starch?
I don't know.
Sounds good, though. Sounds natural.
Sounds fake.
All right.
That's what it sounds like.
All right, we're putting it to the test. We will check in at 7:20 this morning, and we'll see what you smell like.
I'm progressing.
Yeah. We have one major flaw in our science experiment this morning.
What's that?
Our studio is freezing cold, so you're not really sweating.
It is chilly here in the building right now. You know, if it's warm outside for a couple of days, it gets very cold in here. If it's cold outside for a couple of days this time of year, it gets freezing in here.
Yes. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Here's what we're doing. Everybody's talking about these all-natural deodorants because aluminum that's in regular deodorants.
It's killing you.
They say that. We don't know for sure.
Anna doesn't care. A little bit of aluminum feels good for her.
From all the research I've read, I'm not really buying it, to be honest. I'm sure I'm going to get 700 emails now, but I'm just saying, I don't want to stink.
For every article on the internet, there's one going the other way. That's fair to say.
Exactly. So, what we started getting all these, like, press packets that Justin Bieber was releasing a line of all-natural deodorant. We're like, that's it. This is officially here.
I can't wait to get on this thing, man. I'm done with the aluminum. All right? See you later, aluminum. I don't need you blocking my pores. I want something natural. I want to smell like Biebs.
A couple weeks ago, though, I was down in Nashville with my girlfriends. It was super hot, and two of them were on this all-natural deodorant kick, and they smelled. They straight stunk. And I was like, guys, why even bother? You stink. So we're going to do a experiment throughout this morning where Raven has come in. We've bought natural deodorant. Mm-hmm. And we're testing to see every hour how he smells. Now, he started at 6:10 this morning.
Right.
He put it on. And I smelled him before he put it on. And he smelled like gross BO and dirty man.
No, Christian said that I smell as a man should. And now that I've put on the native deodorant.
B.O. That's
is actually the name
of it.
It's called. There's no scent on it right there. The native deodorant.
Okay.
And I'm a man out here in the world jungle that is. I don't know how it's affecting me so far. This one, it tingled a little bit when I first put it on.
That's that eucalyptus.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
And the tapioca starch.
I mean, right. We don't even know what that is.
So let's move around so you sweat a little. Let's get up.
Move around?
Yeah, stand up. Do 15 jumping jacks.
No, I'll run in place. Run in place.
Get those knees up. Sweat.
I'm going to hit the board.
Sweat.
All right, I'm going to pop a knee or something.
Do some jumping jacks. Move it. Yeah.
I don't know how to do jumping jacks.
What are you doing?
I'm not very good. How to do jumping jacks.
That's what you think of jumping jacks?
Well, jumping jacks are backwards.
It's fun
now,
to
I
say
think,
it
right?
The
Y. YMCA. Do the YMCA. At the Y. No,
okay. I don't really know that one.
Are you sweating yet? Are you sweating?
I'm a little bit warmer.
Are you a little warm? Okay. All right. Squat. Just squat. 10 squats.
Squat
1.
I'm definitely going to hit my face.
2.
Okay.
3.
Okay.
4.
All right.
Christian, make your way to the other side of the board so you can smell them. 6. All right.
There was only six. I'm sweating.
Okay. Are you sweating? Oh, my God. You are sweating. Look at your head.
Sweating a little bit. I mean, I'm doing it in jeans.
Okay.
All right. Here you go.
Smell the all-natural deodorant.
It didn't help.
He still smells like BO?
It's you can definitely smell.
Is
like,
it intensifying?
You can smell like he has some sort of deodorant
on. I'm coming. Go ahead. Let me smell.
Can't trust his opinion on the All right, hold on.
No, it smells like it's masking it a little bit, but I smelled BO trying to peek through. Okay, hold on. Let's get back.
It's trying to bust through because I got manly, powerful BO.
You know, I would say that's still passable. You're not as stinky as you were before you put deodorant on.
I wasn't stinky at all.
Yeah, you were. You had BO.
Well, you told me not to put anything on.
Yeah, because of the science experiment. All right, we're going to check in another hour, and we'll have him do some more stuff and sweat.
Catch my breath.
And we'll see. I would give you a passing grade so far on that natural deodorant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, it's not a test of me.
I mean, you worked out for 30 seconds, though. But we'll see.
Maybe I should take my pulse.
Yeah. I want to take me to Raven smells. Raven smells.
I smell like a dude.
Star 99.9
totally
is Dan
awesome.
Raven. We're having our own social experiment. Everybody's talking about aluminum and your deodorant is going to give you cancer and all these kinds of...
It's not good for you, Anna Zapp, just because you want to keep using clinical deodorant and tell yourself that it's not doing something. The studies say it's doing something.
Well, there's a lot of studies out there, none of which that I've read so far are definitive. I'm sure that we're going to learn more as this becomes a bigger deal. But the regular aluminum that's in deodorant, there are some theories out there that it could not be very good for you. And listen, we're not into that. So what they've started doing, and it's becoming popular, is people have been using all natural deodorant, and we realize it's really becoming a raging thing because on top of the regular me and you folk using it,
right?
Justin Bieber is putting out his own line.
Yeah. Ooh. I can't wait. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I've always wanted to smell like Justin Bieber. I think it's gonna be great. It's all natural, man. It's gonna be me like running through a rainforest with twigs and berries and all those things keeping me very healthy.
And let's be honest. If it's going to be better for us, then that's what we want to do. The question is does it actually work and make you not stink? So at 6 o'clock this morning, Raven came in with no deodorant. We smelled him, and he smelled like BO and like hot, smelly bed.
Whoa, now, there's a puma over there. That'll make you sweat.
Producer
Sorry.
Christian bought native deodorant, which is an all-natural deodorant.
Yes.
And
I'm not sure where it's native to.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but there's eucalyptus in there.
And tapioca starch, whatever that is.
Don't forget about the tapioca starch.
Right.
Yeah, an hour ago we made Raven sweat and we smelled him. I gave him a passing grade that he still didn't stink that bad, but now it's 2 hours later. And
yeah.
All right, Raven, we're going to need you to get up so you can sweat again.
I smell like a dude racing down the street.
Okay, ready?
Trans Am.
Run in place. Break a sweat. All right, do your weird jumping jacks because you don't know how to do jumping jacks.
I don't know how to do them.
Don't break anything.
Well, it's not exactly an area designed for exercise.
Keep
thank
going.
15,000 right. pieces of equipment.
10 air squats.
I don't know what an air squat
jump,
is.
Jump.
What do you mean jump?
Jump on the top.
No,
jump
I'm not
going
to jump on the top.
Get those knees up.
Knee.
You're starting to
listen.
Why are
you just screaming at
me? Oh, my gosh.
Woo!
All right.
That's pretty good. I'm pretty.
I just find it amazing
now.
That 20 seconds of like aggressive exercise and Raven's
Puma
head
likes my
is
exercise.
Sweating. Look
it's
at
like
his head.
It's like he ran in a rainstorm.
I like to move at my own pace.
All right, producer Christian is making way over. Smell his armpit. Let's see.
It's
all
been my right armpit all morning. My right armpit. Here we go.
Is the sweat glands glistening yet?
I'm not going to lie to you. He smells like mint.
Oh, he smells.
He smells like mint. I still smell good.
Let me see.
I'm If you want me to stink, you got to put me in the yard doing yard work with my wife yelling at me constantly.
Well, now you smell neutral.
Now I'm neutral? Before you said I was stinky. Now I'm neutral.
No, hold on. Hold on. Let me get back in my headphones. Okay. So at 6 o'clock, before you put the deodorant on, you smelled like a hot, dirty mess.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, when we did the first round of our scientific testing, you smelled like passable. Like, okay, you still smell like deodorant. Now you don't smell like anything. Which makes me wonder what'll happen in the 9 o'clock hour.
It's because I'm out here in the jungle and I'm just, you know, I'm one with the animals.
What if we put you in a hot car so you could sweat profusely so we could really test to see how it goes?
Where am I going to go? It's 50 degrees outside now.
We'll blast the heat in one of our cars and you just got to sit in there for 10 minutes.
I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound, how about I just run around the building a couple times?
Oh, that we could do that too.
All right.
You sure you don't want to?
Just sit in my car.
It's like, you want to just leave me?
Bake in my car.
I don't know.
No, because the hard part will be coming back in. Right. That will be the hard part.
Well, you just drove away.
It's like when you think it's the wrong day of the week, and you're like, yes! And then you're like, no, it's not the weekend.
So far, I think you've been doing pretty well. I got to be honest with you.
Thank you for maintaining my non-stinky stink.
Next hour, we'll see how it goes.
That's debatable.
Yeah, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We are doing our own science experiment all this morning. Okay, turns out that there's a lot of rage right now about using natural deodorants because they're saying that there's aluminum and the old kinds of deodorants, and they're saying there may be links to certain diseases.
Yeah, cancer. It'll kill you. Aluminum in your deodorant will kill you.
The jury is still out. I'm just saying. All right, I don't know if I buy that. But there's a lot of things we've learned this morning. One, antiperspirant blocks sweat glands, and that's the one that has aluminum. Deodorant just masks the odor, and that doesn't contain aluminum.
I'd say that I smell fantastic naturally. Like, my musk is good, so I don't need either of these. But I'm doing it today for science, just so you know.
So Raven came into work today.
I can't breathe.
Not wearing deodorant. We put native all-natural deodorant on him. This is not the one that Justin Bieber is endorsing. That one is not going to be coming out until the fall.
I thought Bieber was actually making these himself in a back room with berries and all sorts of natural... No?
No, he's just signing his name on it and collecting the money.
That's sad.
Okay, so at 6 o'clock this morning, we put the deodorant on Raven, and every hour we've been making him sweat and smelling him. Now, when he came in, he smelled like dirty socks and BO.
That is not true. He said I smelled like Burt Reynolds and Indiana Jones saddlebag.
Producer Christian said you smell like a typical man, so I guess you think leather Burt couch, Reynolds is what you associate
cigars
with a regular man?
And bourbon, yes, an everyday man.
Okay, so during the 7 o'clock hour, I think you still smelled good. I think during the sweat, you smelled fine. You didn't smell stinky. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, you smelled neutral. So now, reason why Raven can't breathe is because he just ran around the building about 5 times. And now we're going to smell you. Okay, this is the final.
I'm just catching my breath.
Oh, my gosh. We got a Facebook message.
And then I put my arms down.
It says
I let it ferment.
You're supposed to do an armpit detox before you start this.
I mean, come on.
It says
that's not happening in this building.
It says we need Indian clay and apple cider vinegar.
I mean, seriously, that's what people are doing to their armpits? I seriously doubt it.
That's what Allison wrote on our Facebook page. All right,
I think that was the time when Justin Bieber was like, nope, I'm out. I'll just sign it.
Indian clay.
All right, here we go. Indian clay is special clay.
No. No, now you're starting to smell.
I'm starting to smell?
Yeah, now you smell. Oh!
Well, you're the one who told me to keep my arms down.
I gotta catch your breath.
When I came back here. Christian seems to like it. You think Christian should get in there?
Christian, go smell his armpits, please.
See whether or not. What about the left one? You think the left is any better than the right?
Oh, I dropped Facebook Live. Sorry, gang. All right.
Oh, they missed that.
There we go. You're back on.
We're back on.
You think the left one's any different than the right?
Smell the other armpit.
Yeah. Here we go.
This is disgusting. Okay. It smells.
Fragrant?
No, I'm not using this all natural stuff. It stinks.
I'm fragrant now, is what I'm saying.
You barely ran 2 laps and you smell. Yeah. So I think we're going to have to say this is a fail.
Well, until Bieber shows up as a hero and takes me and shows me the natural way, then I guess I'll just put it on pause till now.
Yeah. All right. So we've conducted our science experiment negative to natural deodorants.
No aluminum. I'll just rely on my magnetism to carry me day to day.
Okay. All this week, don't be that wedding. It's wedding season. And sure, you've been to a lot of great ones, but you've probably been to a lot of bad ones, too.
Sure. We're getting the perspective from DJs, venues, and today we've got a great photographer, Joe Humphreys Photography, right here in Connecticut. Very talented. Joe works with all sorts of different subject matter, not just weddings. You've seen it all, Joe.
I've seen everything. You know, the good, the bad, the fun.
And the ugly. You've even dressed up and made it look real good. The power of editing. It's fantastic.
Everything is angles and light.
Joe, what kind of strange things have you seen at weddings?
There was one time where there was a groomsman who refused to be in any of the pictures, whether it was the group pictures, he was actually a family member. It made things difficult. You didn't expect that. You would expect that from, like, the distant uncle, but someone that was actually invited to be part of the wedding party.
If it's not religious and they're not 4 years old and throwing a tantrum, I'm just confused.
Yeah. My last conversation with him was, you're part of the wedding party. You signed up for this. You kind of relinquished that right not to be in photos.
When you show up to the wedding, don't you relinquish your rights to the bride anyway?
Absolutely. Even the groom.
So if you're going to the wedding and you're part of the wedding party, you should expect to be in some of those pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of wedding parties, there was one other time where the maid of honor failed the day of the wedding. Everyone's showing up to get their makeup done, and everyone's like, oh, you know, where is Susie Q? That's obviously not her name.
yeah.
And they didn't realize that she left. She lived out of state and she did not go to the wedding. No one wanted to be that person to tell the bride that the maid of honor wasn't there.
There must have been some huge blowout or fight the night before, right?
From what I was told, ignorance was bliss on that part. but from what I was told, it was just a simple argument that, you know, people normally have. And to this day, I still really don't know why.
I never understand throughout the course of planning for a wedding, like if you have 4 or 5 meetings and you're part of the wedding party, somebody's drama has got to come to the front every single time. Don't they just get that it's just all about the couple?
Joe Humphreys from Joe Humphreys Photography joining us. We're talking about don't be that wedding.
There's always drama with the day. And what I usually tell my clients is I'm not just your photographer. I'm bouncer.
Right.
Everything gets run through me because at the end of the day, I want the bride and groom to be happy because happy people make happier pictures.
Right. We're psychiatrists one moment. We're coaches the next. We're all those things.
And I always tell them, feed everything through me. Let me be the bad guy. this is your special day.
Speaking of feeding, what's the strangest day you've had with a couple?
One that really sticks out. There was a bride and groom that they wanted to have all the events at the beginning of the reception.
Oh.
So you have introductions, parent dances, speeches, and they wanted to do the cake cutting right at the beginning. So as a photographer, you say, wow, that's great. Everything gets done in the beginning. No big deal. They smashed the cake into each other's faces.
I mean, this is at the beginning of the reception. This is the beginning.
Beginning of the reception.
Oh, my
God. Cake got on the bride, got on the groom. It got on guests. It turned out to be, it was a food fight.
I'd lose my mind.
For, I would say, a good 15 seconds, it was a great moment. I got some great photos for them.
Right.
When it came time for cleanup, and when they needed some more photos afterwards, we had to get creative with the lighting. A lot of silhouettes.
Joe Humphreys gives us the 2 things to remember on your wedding day coming up next right here on Star. Don't be that wedding. We're talking about all the things you shouldn't do as you prepare for wedding season. Joining us is Joe Humphreys from Joe Humphreys Photography. Joe, give us 2 things that you should definitely remember on your wedding day.
I would say 2 things. One, when it comes to speeches, whoever's making a speech the day of the wedding, talk to them and tell them under 5 minutes. I've had some speeches that lasted over 20 minutes.
That's terrible. After an hour and a half of drinking, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. My other piece of advice, pack a snack. Stay hydrated. A lot of times there's considerable distance between the ceremony and the reception. So when you're on the party bus, 90% of the time, all you have is alcohol. Pack a granola bar. Pack some, you don't realize how
lit,
how lit you can get. Yeah.
Right, in short order.
And it's to take photos, to take good photos. It's not just a workout for the photographer. It's a workout for the bride and groom. The girls are usually really good when it comes to eating the right portion, eating and drinking. The guys, they just forget about eating, and it's just drinking most of the time.
Right,
so I would say stay hydrated and pack a snack.
Thanks for the advice, Joe. Appreciate it. Don't be that wedding. Take it from Joe.
Oh, my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Joining us together this morning, it's Beverly and Dean. Beverly, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband, every time he cleans the house, mop the floor, he poured the water, like the dirty water, he poured it in the kitchen sink. And after that, wash the mop, let it dry in the kitchen sink. Sometimes if I'm busy, like with my hair or with the kids in the bathroom, if you like, you can't wait, you just go to the kitchen sink and brush your teeth in the kitchen sink.
So it's disgusting.
And you'll be like, oh, this is my house. This is just a sink. I'm like, no, this is a kitchen sink. This is where I wash my meat, where I cook. It's not a good thing to do, but don't want to leave it. You want to keep on doing it.
It's cross-contamination. It's putting all the dirty water in the kitchen sink where she's got to wash dishes and all that. It's like dumping the dog water in the sink.
Yeah, but I mean, you rinse the sink out before you go ahead and do the dishes and stuff like that.
Well,
right?
Hold on. Let's see. First of all, Beverly,
well,
you have
to do that if I see, but if I don't see, because I don't know what he's doing when I'm not here. So if I don't see when he do that, like, I don't know.
Beverly, let me point out that there's a lot of women right now where they're like, wait a minute, your husband mops the floors.
Right.
Dean, what's the story
here? He helps when he can. He helps. I like that. I really appreciate that. He helps. But, like, pouring the water, brush your teeth in the kitchen thing, I don't, like, feel it's the correct thing to do.
This is the same thing as my life, Anna, is that my wife loves my help. She just knows that I do it all wrong.
Right.
I don't do it the way that she would like me to do it. I understand.
I'm going to have to go with Raven. Exactly the same thing. I don't pour the dirty water in the kitchen sink or into the bathroom sink. Based on the situation I'm working with, I'm going to work whatever I got. I clean the mop head, maybe in the sink, make sure I use hot water and bleach, clean up the sink, everything, dry it off, make sure I re-sterilize everything. Mm-hmm. I make sure the mop head is really hot enough so it dries off fast enough so the mop doesn't produce any bacteria because I got two kids I got to think about.
Oh, he came with the science right there. See that? He's like me. He's been scolded one time and that's all it takes. He remembers the rest of his life.
I like the help, but not the way you do it.
Right. What we do, guys, is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Beverly. It's just gross that you use the dirty kitchen mop and you put it in the sink where she's washing the dishes, and then you go brush your teeth in there. But they may see your side too, Dean, that you're, I don't know, killing it with the hot water and you're cleaning up and you have got every right to do it, and she should just be happy that you're helping out. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, yeah. But don't forget about it. I use bleach as well.
Okay, got
it. Right. Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Beverly is upset because her husband, Dean, whenever he mops the floors, he takes the mop and then he washes the dirty mop in the kitchen sink where they sometimes brush their teeth and get ready. He says, well, I use bleach when I rinse it out.
Yeah, she doesn't want him brushing teeth. I don't think that she actually wants him near the kitchen sink unless he's doing dishes.
Yeah.
I think that's how it feels to me. But what are you going to do? You got limited sinks, man.
Honda of Westport, Couples Court, Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I mean, is he helping her in this manner so his standards are so low so she doesn't ask him to do it, and then he's out of, you know, gets out of helping altogether? It's her standards aren't high. Cleanliness is important.
Come on, man,
do it right.
Let me just ask you, where is he supposed to wash this mop?
Outside.
I mean, if he can't wash it in the bathroom.
Outside.
Right, not in the hose.
What do you do in December?
You go outside.
You go outside to wash a mop in December.
Yeah, you just rinse it off.
That man up. Really, Raven?
Man up.
The man up.
Manhood is questioned because you don't like where he's washing the mop.
I love
that. That seems unfair.
Oh, Thank you for the call. All right, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Beverly says that her husband mops the floor and then uses the kitchen sink to clean it, which she thinks is absolutely disgusting since that's where they wash dishes and sometimes he even brushes his teeth.
Listen, he says, it's high heat. I'm using bleach to clean up after. There's no bacteria here. I'm doing a thorough job.
Is she overreacting? Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
Hey, this couple sounds like they have a wonderful relationship. You can hear it in their voices. I'm on the husband's side. She should just say thank you. I'm sure there's things she does that he doesn't love, but he says thank you.
Doesn't bleach kill everything?
I think
so. Doesn't bleach kill everything?
I mean, in theory, my mom would agree. My mom smells like bleach all the time. I think
Perfect.
She bathes in it.
Bleachiness is cleanliness.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning, guys. I'm on his side because he is using the bleach to clean everything up, so what's the problem?
Right. I mean, that's how we all got away with a double homicide, right? Bleach
what?
Everywhere.
No.
Thank you for the call. the bleach doesn't get rid of it, well, just make sure the gloves don't fit.
Thank okay.
you. And Aunt Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, because if she doesn't want him to do that, then I want her to stop putting raw meat and dirty utensils that have had raw fish and meat and chicken on it. Because
right.
that's far worse than the mop.
And Aunt Raven, whose side are you on?
The husband's. He's just helping her out. She's got to really chill.
I mean, it seems easy enough, right? If your husband was mopping, you'd be thrilled.
Oh, should he use his bleach afterwards and all of that? I mean, it's a sink.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dean, our audience agreed with you. Beverly, people thought you were overreacting. If he's using bleach and he's cleaning up after himself, let the man mop the floors in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way he mopped the floor. I like his help. But I have my dishes and everything there.
You see, I clean up after myself correctly.
I think that what you need to do here, Beverly, uh-huh. is I think you need to embrace ignorance is bliss. All right? What you don't see, you're not aware of. And then also the second thing, Anna's theory is the more exposed to dirt and germs you are, the stronger you are in life, actually.
It's true, actually.
So, I mean, maybe you are getting these dishes straight off the mop, and it's actually just making you a superhero.
That's it.
That made me sad, because I trust your audience.
I think even though Dean won, he never really wins, you know?
Right.
If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. Huh. Kit Harington, a.k.a. Jon Snow from Game of Thrones, was spotted last week after the series finale at a bookstore in Madison here in Connecticut.
The King of the North!
But now we're learning about why he really is here in the state. Star 89.9, it's Anna and Raven. There was reports that it was alcohol and drug rehab that he was staying here. But now they're saying that he's dealing with personal issues at a wellness retreat because he took the ending of the Game of Thrones so hard. And what is he so sad about?
Well, who isn't?
You are my queen now and always.
And then he slices her, man.
Oh.
Did you hear that dagger slip in there?
Should have put a spoiler alert.
She just keeps breathing.
Okay. You think that's why he has to
go? Oh, it goes on for another 10 seconds if you want to play. Spoiler alert. Jon Snow kills Daenerys, by the way. Sorry, guys. Tune out.
Too late now.
Listen, first off, the drinking thing. I mean, Kit Harington's English or Welsh or something like that. So isn't it just in his blood?
Well, I mean,
isn't he just expected to have some beverages?
He's saying that he told the staff he's on holiday, and which, of course, is a very British thing to say.
Right. I heard it took 11 weeks to film episode 2 of this season. I mean, it sounds to me like he could use a break. I'm not sure why he chose Madison, but there you go. I mean, a lot of celebrities hanging out in Madison lately.
Don't think I didn't spend the last hour of my life trying to figure out what wellness retreat he's at. It's
right,
nowhere.
Of course.
You can't find it anywhere. But all they're saying is that it costs $120,000 a month, whatever one he's at.
Wow. That is quite the retreat.
So I assume it's the one in New Canaan, but if he's all the way up in Madison, why would it be? That's the only one I can think of that would be that expensive, but clearly there's a secret hidden underground one.
What is he doing? What is he doing up there while he's doing it? I mean, where do they spend that money when you're talking about
$120,000 a month? Like on a wellness retreat, like what are they? Just a lot of Bikram yoga, very sweaty,
dragon so therapy, massages. You know, right. That kind of thing.
I guess
that's a bear. I actually don't have any dragons handy and ready to go. I apologize for that. Is he enjoying the sights up here in Connecticut? Is he having a good time there?
I don't know. You think he went to go see the beluga whale at Mystic? It's a possibility.
I mean, with $120,000 a month, that beluga whale should be signed on to be your BFF.
Right? It's actually your roommate.
Instagram buddy. You know, that type of stuff for the next 30 days.
I'm just so fascinated by this. All eyes are on this guy. It's Jon Snow. It's the Game of Thrones finale. And he chooses right here in Connecticut to go to get better after being too sad about the finale.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I just want to know where he is and why he chose it, you know?
I envision him at a barbecue with Gronkowski and Camille Kostick, who's also been in Madison over the last couple weeks, the new SI cover girl.
Yeah.
So I believe that they're probably hanging out at the same barbecue.
You don't know who any of those people are. Gronkowski is on with one of the Patriots.
Hot dogs.
And that's his girlfriend, who's a swimsuit illustrated model.
That's right.
Who's from Connecticut.
She's the cover model this time. And they're all hanging out at the same barbecue enjoying potato salad together.
I don't think he's going to barbecues. I think he's going to yoga meditation sessions and, like, whatever you do at wellness retreats.
I mean, if that's what he's doing, what is Daenerys doing?
That I definitely don't.
Still breathing in okay. that death right. thing. Sorry,
are you still giving more spoilers? I don't know. I don't watch Sorry. The show.
No, I mean, she's dead. The show's over.
Okay. So. Dr. Raul Gupta is joining us this morning. He is a practicing physician in Fairfield County with Doctors Goldfarb, Rano, and Associates. Offices in Fairfield, Monroe, and Shelton. And we've asked you to come in today because I've got a big problem.
What's your problem, Anna?
I don't remember anything anymore.
Oh, I thought we were going to cut it out. I thought it was me.
So how long your problem started?
I don't know when this started, but my memory is shot. Not my short-term memory, my long-term memory. My husband will be like driving somewhere and he'll be like, remember when we went to the Christmas party there and you got into an argument with that lady over her velvet dress? And I swear, it's almost like he's making up these stories. But he's not. There are things that really happened. I just have no recollection of being there, of being at a party, of having conversations. And it's been happening more and more lately where I've forgotten total vacations that we've taken. And I don't know why. Is it typical for a woman in her 30s to have this?
Well, it's typical of people who are busy and juggling a lot of things at the same time, especially because your mind is so busy juggling between home stuff, work stuff. Other things that add on to memory problems are at least some medications you might be taking, depression, anxiety, things like that. And usually that's for short-term memory, not really for long-term memory. For long-term memory, it's usually just the retrieval that seems to be a problem. And maybe it's not impressive enough.
Yeah. Your husband had a great time. You, not so much.
Right. I did.
Point of order. I remember our first holiday party, and you were highly intoxicated also.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, so, you know, before we go into any memory talk, I guess it's important to know how memories are formed. There are three basic parts of memory. One is inputting the information, which our eyes and brain do, and then, you know, packaging it and then saving it for later retrieval. So this later retrieval is what seems to be a problem where you are not absorbing enough information to package them and save for later time. That usually happens, as I said, with not getting enough sleep, juggling too many things at the same time, medication side effects, things like that.
I mean, it kind of sounds exactly like me.
I was going to say, I mean, you're pretty much all of those.
Right. Anxiety, lack of sleep, juggling too many things at once. It actually makes me feel a lot better to hear you say that. Dr. Raul Gupta joining us this morning. He's a physician in Fairfield County specializing in memories and memory loss, which is what I've been experiencing a lot of lately. Even my husband tells me about trips that we went on that I have no recollection of. He told me the other day that we went to Punta Cana with all our friends. How do you forget something like that?
Well, the good thing is that's why you have Instagram. Right. But the second thing is, the memory problems are very different in, say, someone young like you or someone who is older. So most of these issues are benign. Some more serious things to look into or, you know, reversible things to look into. Checking on the thyroid levels, certain vitamin levels, which is very easily, you know, diagnosed and treated.
My cats have to take thyroid pills every day. Yeah. I have to open their mouth all the way and then shove the pill all the way down their throat or they'll split it out. So if you're cool with me grabbing your cheeks and like shoving my thumb between your upper jaw and lower jaw.
Yeah.
We could probably do that every morning. I'll get you right on track.
But how's their memory? Do they remember things?
I mean, they're still breathing, and they're wicked, wicked, wicked old, you know?
All right.
It's always good to remember to breathe. That brings me to the second point, which is essentially we have to be mindful of, you know, whenever we are engaging in something that is important to us, just collect yourself.
Yeah. You have to be in the moment.
Yeah.
In the moment. Be aware of your surroundings. Think about what you are doing, how important it is. Being mindful helps you make better memories and better retrieval later on, too.
It's so funny you said that. I don't remember who told me. Of course, I don't remember. But somebody has said to me right before my wedding, pick three times during your wedding, close your eyes, and try to remember that moment. And I swear to you, whenever I think back to my wedding day, which is, you know, 14 and a half years ago, I only remember those three moments.
Yeah, but if you don't remember your husband, who was standing with you?
No, I know it was him.
Okay.
I remember us when we did our first dance,
okay,
when we said our vows, and when we were laughing really hard at the end of the night before we left the place.
Well, thank God, doctor. I mean, that's how she remembers his face.
Well, that is good. And, you know, obviously those were very impressionable and very important times for you. So those did leave a long impression on you.
All right. So it sounds like I really need to focus on being in the moment to remember these memories.
Do a better job, Anna Zapp.
I'm going to do the best I can. Dr. Arul Gupta joining us. Thank you so much for coming in.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay! Two Christmases!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Laura, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck.
All right, Laura.
Thank you.
He's got 43 wins in a row. It's his longest winning streak ever. I'm hoping to end it right now. Here's how it works. Let's do it. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Number one, Disney is releasing designer Minnie and Mickey Mouse ears, including Coach and Betsy Johnson. How many fingers does Mickey have?
Four.
Number two, in the Bachelorette, what kind of ceremony is used to decide who stays and who goes home?
The rose ceremony.
Number three, Netflix has released plot details for a Between Two Ferns movie. It's going to be released in September. What comedian hosts Between Two Ferns?
Zach Galifianakis.
Number four, Guy Fieri from the Food Network got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Guy is also known as the mayor of what fictional town?
I don't know that one.
And number five, Scripps National Spelling Bee is going on now. Spell Scripps.
S-C-R-I-P-T-S.
Okay, great. Let's bring Raven in. Raven?
Yo.
Okay, Laura got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
All right, number one, Disney's releasing designer Mickey and Minnie Mouse ears, including Coach and Betsy Johnson.
Oh.
How many fingers does Mickey have?
How many fingers?
Yeah.
Are you counting a thumb?
Raven, how many fingers does Mickey have?
I'm going to say 3 fingers.
3 is correct.
Does he have a thumb, too? Is it?
Just 3. There's just 3. There's just 3.
I'm going to have to Google that.
All right. Laura's still leading you 3-1.
I thought it was 3 and a thumb, but that's just... Okay.
There's 3 fingers.
Well, I got it right. Yeah. That's all that matters.
Number 2. In the Bachelorette, what kind of ceremony is used to decide who stays and who goes home?
Oh, that's like the only question I would know with the Bachelorette. The rose ceremony.
That's right, Laura. Who gets still the leading, rose? 3-2. Number 3, Netflix has released plot details for a Between Two Ferns movie that will be released in September. What comedian hosts Between Two Ferns?
Zach Galifianakis.
You guys are tied at 3. Number 4, Guy Fieri from the Food Network got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Guy is also known as the mayor of what fictional town?
I'm just going to say Springfield.
No, it's Flavortown.
Flavortown. That's it. Yep.
All right, you guys are still tied at 3. Number 5.
I put
5.
On The Simpsons for some reason.
Scripps National Spelling Bee is going on now. Spell Scripps.
S-C-R-I-P-T-S.
That is incorrect. It's S-C-R-I-P-P-S. All right, Laura, you tied him today with 3. That does get you your own Anna and Raven mug.
Complete with an extra ounce.
It's Laura from Carmel, and I cannot beat Raven.
Well, good try, though. Enjoy that mug. If she only had gotten one more.
Better luck next time.
Okay, we've got another chance for the cheat sheet. The first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.